When Senegal speaks, you listen.
Hello, hello, hello. Once again, how's it going, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Senegal Speaks, here for yet another prolific poem. So, that's, I think, all we need to say about that. Let's get going. Unconditional love can go to hell. Death teachings. Jesus loves me, yes I know, for the Bible tells me so. The hell it does. Have you ever heard these kids talking about God loves everybody? God loves you no matter what. God is unconditional love. You is a lie. Stop trying to deceive my people. Unconditional love? Unconditional love is a whore. I said unconditional love is an absolute whore. Any fool who will allow themselves to enter into relations with just anyone under any circumstances, no matter the condition, with no type of discriminating standards, is a whore. Plain and simple. If you will receive just anything that comes your way, you are a whore. Plain and simple. But God is not this mindless whore that this Caucasian devil and his ideology is trying to teach you. God does not enter into relations with just anybody. These fools wish that God was unconditional love so that he won't kill them for all of the widespread, low-down evil that they have committed, all sustained all around this earth. Hell yes, of course you want God to be unconditional love. You can fool yourself if you want to. These damn deceiving devils, black and white, preach this damnable debt teachings of God's unconditional love for the world, making you think that you can just live your life any kind of way and God will accept you. You must be a fool to try to make a fool out of God. What the hell is wrong with you, Mr. Preacher? You are 100% wicked. That's what's wrong. The God of the Bible and Holy Quran and universe is not speaking out of no unconditional love. God puts forth conditions, standards, and laws that you must live by to receive his blessings. What do you think Judgment Day is all about? You will be judged according to your righteousness and or your wickedness. Whether or not you should enter into peace or hell, otherwise there will be nothing to judge between. But some of these fools will have you to believe that the sinner man and the righteous man will both receive the same lot in the end. Hell no. Is the sinner man and the righteous man alike? I said. Is the sinner man and the righteous man alike? Do they both deserve the same thing? Have they earned the same wages? If God were to pay them the same wages, God would be unjust. For what benefit would it be to a righteous man to be righteous if he received the same wages as the sinner? Talk to me. That Bible and Holy Quran names entire cities, towns, or civilizations that were absolutely wiped off the face of the earth by God. God killed them all, dead and destroyed. In every story, he first sends a warner, a prophet, telling them to change their wicked ways. He does this first out of pure mercy. After a period of time, he blesses and delivers all of those who believed, followed, and lived by the laws of the messenger of God. Then he condemns the wicked, who would not change after clearly hearing the truth. He kills them for their wickedness and evil. Men, women, and children. Look at Saddam and Gomorrah. They are dead. But I thought that you said God's love was unconditional. Yeah. You just a fool trying to make a fool out of me and my people. Talking about God loves everybody. Shut up. Does God love the devil? I said, does God love the devil? Does God love the devil and those who align themselves with the ways of the devil? Hell no. He doesn't love no devil. Then it's obvious that you need to shut up talking about God loves everybody. Mr. Jesus, he has said that you cannot serve two masters. You must love one and hate the other. Plain and simple. God hates the devil and all of those that love the devil and all of those that choose to love the devil. America wants unconditional love because she knows that if God's love had preconditions, she would go straight to hell. She has made it so that the whole world hates her, and now she wants to preach brotherhood and unconditional love. America, you can have your no brotherhood. If you have murdered all of your brothers, it just doesn't work out that way. People, you had better get the issues clear in your mind and in your life. Yes, God will mercifully make your acquaintance in a wretched condition. That is true. And that is the only so-called unconditional love that he will give you. But after a certain amount of time, if you refuse to change and adhere to his righteousness, after you have clearly heard him, he will hate you as you hate him. You must meet the criteria by the appointed time. Ooh. Yeah. Kind of deep. Basically, what the author is getting across is basically saying, don't believe in all the hoopla. This particular author is saying, don't believe that, you know, God loves everybody, but clearly God doesn't love the devil. And thus meaning that if you're a sinner, don't believe that you should have the same advantages of going to heaven as a righteous man. And as a righteous man, you should know that living righteousness was gonna keep you to the doorway to heaven rather than going by the wayside such as the sinner. It's a pretty straightforward piece of literature. Kind of heavy-handed at times, but sometimes you gotta be heavy-handed to get your point across, so I definitely dug it. As usual, like, comment, let me know what you think about it, and we can discuss. Thank you. Peace.